Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I am Gaius. Germanicus is here. And we're Romans in the first century AD, so we see everything through a filter that is colorful, colorful filter. We've watched very carefully when the emperor shows strength or weakness. These last days, the leader of the Ukrainian state, Zelensky, traveled to Pennsylvania and signed artillery shells in the front of a Democratic governor, and then traveled to Washington and traveled to the United Nations, made a speech, traveled to Washington and met with the president, asking for, in exchange for his victory plan, $1 trillion. In addition, he wanted permission to use storm shadows to strike into Russia. In addition, he wanted NATO membership, and in addition, he wanted EU membership, pronto. Expedited. And in exchange for that, his victory plan, which is unknown. We don't have all those secrets. I mention all this because he was asking the president to deliver this. The president of the United States, no, at this moment, does not have that power. Just as the president continued to tell Israel, no, no, no. Ceasefire, ceasefire in Hamas, and then ceasefire, ceasefire in Hezbollah. There's reason to believe that Sinwar is dead. There's reason, more than reason, to believe that Nasrallah is dead. While the president is saying no, 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 and when Ukraine shows up, the president says no, no, no. Germanicus, translating our understanding of Rome, this is not authority. This is not power. The two people who are contesting to take that seat in the White House in 2025, what does this tell them about what's awaiting them? And what does this tell the American people about the authority of the United States in the two active contests now underway?
Well, we are Romans. Are we not Romans? And one of the great banes of Rome in its imperial period, and even earlier back in the period of the Jugurthine Wars with Marius, the bane of Rome were rogue client states. And Mr. Obama, some time back before most memory, gave the Ukraine portfolio to Mr. Biden when he was vice president. And that became a corrupt and incestuous enterprise that led us inevitably to this war. So corrupt that it will probably never be uncovered. But the fact is that we created this war, we shaped it, crafted it, made it happen, and now the war we created and sustained and made Mr. Zelensky the sort of puppet figurehead for, however iconic he might be in the world press and all the rest, that is coming apart. And so this entire fated and corrupt enterprise is collapsing. And what you see in the latest visit of Mr. Zelensky is a desperate desire of the White House and the addled, decaying emperor and his courtiers to disassociate themselves from this enterprise that has gone south. And yet they cannot completely do that. And so it becomes, in the words of Samuel Taylor Coleridge, an albatross around the neck of this administration. And by extension, the person who wants to succeed the current emperor, who is actually a part of this administration and has been for the last 4 years. And so she, in effect, carries all of the baggage. And the albatross has now been passed on to her and hangs around her neck. And that becomes an issue because the Ukraine war was lost 2 years ago. It was lost from the beginning. But as it becomes clear that this is coming to a kind of fateful denouement, this will resound in the most negative possible way on the blue enterprise with the election coming up. So everything now is to postpone the inevitable. And yet, I don't know that that can be done. It's quite clear that the U.S. enterprise in Ukraine has had enormous negative repercussions. It has led China to believe that the U.S. is a declining power because the U.S. has been incapable of bringing victory by supporting Ukraine. Plus, the proxy war having failed as badly as it has essentially tells the Chinese that Taiwan can either choose to be destroyed by being an American proxy or to choose a more reasonable path and preserve the life of its people. And in effect, we're seeing in NATO across the board in what are called right wing, but are actually simply normal conservative responses to the way in which NATO has followed the U.S. down the primrose path into recession. NATO itself is up for grabs now. It no longer has the confidence in terms of the electorates, not the elites, of course, in the EU. They still are complete vassals of the U.S., but the NATO EU electorates are losing confidence in the U.S. So the war has been an absolute disaster, and that could go on and on in a conversation. But this has to be, from the standpoint of blue, postponed just a little longer. And if not, it will dramatically affect the election.
Boudica, dear to us, of course, because we were, as children, we were frightened of her. She's gone now. She's not coming back. But I remember that the first legions sent against Boudica were massacred.
Yes.
And then we sent another legion, and that didn't do well. And we sent another legion, and that did very well. Boudica was wiped out. Her memory was wiped out. Her children, her tribe, everything, the ICI. Now, is that possible for Ukraine? It seems ridiculous to ponder that, but that would be the only reason to stay attached to Ukraine's victory plan, that they can somehow not be Boudica. Do we believe that's possible? Because Russia's coming to wipe them out.
Well, what can I say? They're already past Boudica. They've already been laid waste to. They're already ruined.
I agree with you, Germanicus. That's why I posited it. It seems so absurd that they could resist Russia. But it's been that way for 2.5 years.
And their only path forward, which is the Zelensky Philippic, is to get Europe and the U.S. engaged in World War III. Yeah. In other words, to get missiles to strike deep into Russia and for Russia to unleash things that would precipitate a world war. And he knows that that's a very unlikely outcome, but that is his last hope. This is the final gambit. And
so they're doing this to get past November 5th. They know that.
Yes. Okay. Oh, the blue must keep everything on ice. If they can keep it on ice, and nothing happens, then that aspect, that flank, if you will be covered. There are other flanks where they're doing much worse, but if the Ukrainian flank were to come apart in the next 40 days, that would be the end for Blue.
But Blue does recognize that Ukraine is Boudica. It's going to be wiped out.
Yes, yes, but they do it sotto voce. And meanwhile, they keep lying to the American people and creating this, or rather sustaining this gigantic deception project that Ukraine can be rescued, survive, be victorious, and eventually this will crash down.
Yeah.
They just want the giant crash to be postponed for 40 days and 40 nights.
Michael Vlahos is Germanicus. I am Gaius John Bachelor. We're in Londinium. We're going to turn to the Gracchi brothers. Why? Recently, I've had a conversation with a classicist, Daisy Dunn. Not about the Gracchi. This is Tiberius and Gaius Gracchi. They lived in the 2nd century BCE, before Caesar. They would have been Caesar's dad. That's how old they were. And their mother, who would have been Caesar's grandmother, is named Cornelia. And there's reason to learn from that about how Cornelia wanted the best for her boys. But they were destroyed by the elites, by the Senate and their landowners. Why, when we come back? This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batch.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.